You are listening to the One Desire Church podcast, a culture of faith, hope, and love.
Glory to God.
Does that say Ohio State?
It sure does, man. Glory to God. Please don't condemn me for having Ohio State on. Hey, you know, something hit me right before, and I didn't plan this, but I really get excited when I hear about church plants. And I tell you what, I know that God really got me way out of my comfort zone right now, what he's trying to do. But our obedience is important. And I want to congratulate you. And also, when I was sitting there, I thought about the people that I heard talking about church plants over the years and how that the masses and as we come together as a body of Christ is that we encourage you. Whatever part of it is that you have, man, I just thank God that you're not only equipped to do it, but you have every resource, you have every divine favor, and all the revelation that you need to pour into that particular facility. Because the facility is not the kingdom of God. We are the kingdom. We are his hands and feet. And I just want to keep encourage you and just to let you know that, man, we love you. And if you need anything, you come to us. We're your family. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. So God wanted me to encourage you. Amen. Glory to God. So, family, today this message is about our authority, power, and justice that we have in Christ Jesus. If there was a title for it, that's what it should be, I believe. And it's the way I'm going to give it to you exactly how he given it to me. Our foundational scripture will be read out of the King James Version. It's going to be in Isaiah. It's going to be chapter 61, verse 1. Now, I'm gonna kind of go through it. If you just want to jot down the scripture today, that's fine, because I really believe that God wants you to go ahead and get with him on this after the fact. So you can study this and get your own revelation on what your position and your power and understanding your authority. In Isaiah 61 and 1, it reads, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek." Who are the meek family? Those are the voices and the people in the earth. They're unable to speak due to whatever is going on in their life. Maybe they don't understand where they are or whom they are. What happens is a lot of people have been deceived, and they believe what they are, what they have, and where they came up, or what family is why they're unable and their voice doesn't count. So we, the co-laborers for Christ, are the ones that are supposed to speak for them. We're supposed to make sure that God allows and uses us to be able to exercise the authority that we've given. Amen? So it goes on to speak and says that he has sent me to bind up with the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Who are the bound? Those that are without liberty in Christ Jesus. Amen? Jesus said something when he was preparing to leave the earth. And I think it was very profound. He said that the Holy Spirit will be and come upon those that are his followers. God never leaves us without something. He never tasks us, because he's not a taskmaster, without giving us something to go ahead and complete it. Amen? Acts 1 and 8 says this in the King James Version. I'm going to go kind of fast through some of these because I kind of want you to get on your own with it. So you might have to just listen to me. "But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all of Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." Now, I know what you might be thinking. Sometimes people think, believe me, I was raised in a position where they taught me that these are the things that Jesus did. And these are the things that when Jesus was coming, things that were prophesied. We went from basically, you went from Isaiah, the prophecy, and then you went to another portion where Luke spoke about these things when they actually seen them. But the thing that I'm telling you, family, is God as the example, Christ is the mind of God, that Christ that we're supposed to take upon. He says that our imitation of him is our daily ritual that we have to operate in. So that means that, man, he's still operating that way. There would be no need for the Holy Spirit to be here to assist us and help us and guide us and lead the way if we weren't supposed to do anything. We wouldn't be doing any church plants. What we need the church plant for? We receive Jesus Christ, you're on your own. God would never do that. That's not what he desires. That's what he desires for us to do, one, to uphold the earth We've been given the authority and the power in it. He's not a liar. So he can't go beyond his word. He needs me and you. Just coming sitting together may not be enough. Now, we do need to sit together so we can learn. So we can learn how to love each other. And we can learn how to love those that may not be the lovable. May not look like they're supposed to look. Operate how they're supposed to operate. So knowing all of this, well, you know, we better go to the Lord and pray. Father God, I thank you right now, Lord, that everyone in here receives what you desire, Lord. Father God, I appreciate you, Father God, giving me confidence and courage, Father God, and having me step out in the area that I hadn't stepped out in before, Lord. I thank you, Father God, that they don't see me or what I have on, Lord. They just see your spirit flowing through me today, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for your power and your authority, Lord, that's vested in us, Lord, through Christ Jesus, Lord, that it develops on a day-to-day basis on us, Lord. I love my brothers and sisters in Christ, Lord. We are co-heirs, Father God, in this, co-laborers in this thing, Lord. So I thank you that you reveal and you're here and that this place is conducive for you today, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's talk about the word fit. The reason what the word fit kept coming up to me, and I said, Lord, do you mean fit? He meant it in a noun version of it. The dictionary version of meaning fit is having sufficient power, strength, force, skill, means of resources of any kind to accomplish the object, possessed or qualifications rendered competent for some end. The Noah Webster Dictionary says this. It says to make able, to enable, to strengthen. Family, these clothes that I have on, the rag that I have, even the cross that I have on, and even the shirt that talks about Jesus doesn't mean a hill of beans. If I don't know, number one, what the cross represented and the sacrifice and the actual displacement of where we were before Christ gave himself up, it means absolutely nothing. What is the most biggest thing that we have to make sure that we see is that we see God in people that don't see it in themselves. Right. How do we do that? How do we operate? How do we accomplish this? Now, I can tell you this real quick. Romans 12 and 2 will tell us this. Let me just break this down real quick. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Let's stop right here in this scripture first. How do I renew my mind? Now, I like to say it like this. By meditating on the word of God, which leads to mediation. God is mediating for us. Our meditation also leads to our revelation through our mediation with God. God is allowing the Holy Spirit to renew our minds, put us in a position that we've never been before. Matter of fact, with this right here, we can look at his acceptable word. It leads to a position where we have to get encouraged by faith. I'm going to tell you, it's really hard. And let me just say this. This is not a message of condemnation. It's a message of encouragement. God wants us to know, thank you, Holy Spirit, what our position is in society. It wouldn't make any sense if we went to work every day and we just was flopping around and didn't know what we were supposed to do. We're not just Christians because we're supposed to be Christians. We're Christians because God has ordained us to do a particular thing. This man can't do what this man do. I can't do what you do. I need you because it completes what God needs to be done right here in Bertram right now. Matter of fact, Georgetown, they need us because she needed to see what it looked like. Glory to God. See, the body is always enabling itself to go further in the things of God. Matter of fact, it's hard to be faithful if you're living faithless, isn't it? We have to be faithful over something. You know what? God needs that man to be faithful, that child is going to do things that he never even thought he would do. He has to pour into his child things that don't make sense. Matter of fact, you can't even quantify the things God will do in you. It's impossible. Now, you can look at me and see me. I've seen people, and I'm sure many of you have done mission trips and this and that and talked to people, evangelize and whatever. As living evangelism, that's what we all should be doing, which leads to the miraculous. But the thing about it more than anything is that if we don't have no power, it don't mean a hill of beans. That's kind of rough to kind of say, amen. it kind of makes us feel like we wasting each other's time. If I give this brother here, I was so happy to be a part of the men's fellowship this past week. This man was asking so many questions. I don't want to put you out there, but I need to put you out there because someone needs to hear it. He was so hungry, and I remember how hungry he was about the things of God. And we were just talking, and he said, man, I don't understand how the Holy Spirit, I'm telling you, man, my whole demeanor changed. Where's that hunger? It's not just for when you just get saved and you're hungry. It's surely not just because he's been saved for just a short period of time. No, it's for all of us. Amen. We hunger after the things of God. There's more, but we'll get to it at the end. We also must know our position in Christ to operate in his will and his authority. Let's discuss a bondservant, for example. Jesus is our greatest example. Jesus came here for no reputation at all. He came here as a mere man. He came here to serve, not to be served, right? And he was fully man, fully God. Who do we think we are? Amen? We become bondservants by doing what? By being doers, by reading and meditating and then being doers of the word of God. We activate our faith. We put wheels and legs on our faith. We allow ourselves to jump in the vehicle of faith and roll on. We're being used at a moment's notice. And a moment's notice means that the biggest thing a bondservant can do is, guess what? You don't need to know everything that's in the word. Well, let me put a glory to God. You do need the word. Don't get me wrong. No word, no life. You need truth. And this is the only truth that's in this world that we live in. What I mean is you might know very little scriptures offhand, but you know where to get it. See, that's the difference between you and the non-believer. They know where to tap in. There's a resource. But what occurs is through this movement for you as a doer, something's propelling you. Something's propelling you to see in someone that looks like this, someone that got the do-rag hanging out. I mean, the do-rag, excuse me. It's got the hanky out. They might have Bloods or Crips or whatever on them. It doesn't matter. They might be a mechanic, just got out there, but they're preaching the word of God. And you don't worry about what they got on, but you worry about what's coming out of their spirit. You can go ahead and discern. This man of God was talking about discernment. How do you discern? How do you know you're discerning anything? Are you operating in the pizza that was last night in your stomach or your belly or the movie that you were watching? How do you differentiate between what's real and what is the world? Like, you hear what I said?
Yes.
This is not real. You say, wait a minute, this is not your reality. Your reality is the truth of God. I am with this, man, glory to God. You remember that, amen. There's a thing that we used to start off in service a lot overseas in Japan, and we would say, I tell them to hold their Bibles up, and I said, I am what I say, what it says I am. I am the living word of the God, amen. I say, hey, man, you got to believe that. You got to understand your position in life. Amen? Now, thank you, Jesus. Can we just talk a minute? I'm going to do this the way the Lord wants me to do it. Let's talk about these extremists. All right, this is a touchy subject. See, we don't operate like others do. We operate in love. Anything outside of God is not love. Anything inside of love, anything that directs the path to God has to be in love. Amen? So we see all these extremists going, and I'm not going to pick out one of them because you know what? I love them no matter what because God loves them. We read a book from, what was it, from Jihad to God, Jesus or something like that. I don't know if you guys have ever read that. I'm going to bring it to Men's Fellowship and sow it into someone's life. From Jihad to Jesus, I think it was called. This man was a killer. He would kill people. He didn't believe in no jihad or anything. He just was motivated. People had came, the deceivers that were being used by the enemy came and pulled him and plucked him, and he seen something that he wanted to be involved with. Don't you know that everybody wants to be involved or belong to something?
That's right.
They all do. I'm telling you, because there's a void, there's a gap, there's something that cannot be filled. You know, my car at home, everybody know I like antique cars. And you know, my house, I prayed for certain things to happen. I used to like to ride motorcycles. I used to be a co-founder of a motorcycle club. I'm not saying you can't do that. But I'm saying if anything gets involved or gets in the way with God, you need to loose that thing. Me and my wife talked about our house. We was believing for a pretty nice, beautiful home. I remember we was believing to be debt-free. We got debt-free. And then we said, Lord, well, okay, well, how you want to do this? And we trying to make our way prosperous. Be careful to not make your way prosperous. Allow God to make you prosperous. Because those very things can get in the way. It's nice to walk in a nice house, go in there, and you're looking around. But then you ain't got no money to sow. That's not God. Now, I'm not saying that's not the house. We had to get ourselves in position. That was in ourselves, though. We was thinking we weren't able to give like we used to give. The tithe. What is the tithe? I'm supposed to give the tithe. Where's the above and beyond? See, that's what God does to me. I'm so happy he lets me have 90%. You can't get that nowhere in this earth. You can't get it. Ain't nobody gonna give you 90%. Go in there and get some gas and say, hey, you know, I just wanna pay 10% on this thing. You can't do that. You can't do that. We can't do that. But what we can do is we can get involved. God requires our good and faithful service to be in every area of our lives. I'm just using tithes as an example. That's just something that's a matter of a heart. I thank God that Ryan doesn't go up here stomping and trumping about the tithe and offering. Because that comes through revelation and through meditation, which your mediation from God to give you revelation on how your finances can go further in the things of God. And I can guarantee you'll never be able to outgive God. Am I lying? We'll never be able to outgive God. It's just a fundamental principle in the kingdom of God. Amen. Hallelujah. So these extremists, they're doing all this. Where are the extremists for Christians? Where are they at? I'm looking at them. You might think you're not, man, you got so much life. As long as you got life, you're involved. How do you get involved? You make yourself available. So as I was going on before, I was talking about, thank you, Holy Spirit, for keeping me on track. Amen. I was talking about you might not need to know everything in the world. You do need to know everything in the world. But if you don't tap in, the Holy Spirit will bring it back to your remembrance. That's the importance of being in your word. And not only that, that's what makes you a bond servant. Because it becomes to make you be in a position where your faith is in a position where, hey, I just need to show up and be available. If you're available, God can use you. But what happens is when you're fearful because of this extremist, this hate, you start to, man, I don't know. I don't know about that. I don't know if I can do that. I don't know if I can come in there and hold this right here. I don't know if I can do communion. I mean, that guy, he's probably been doing that for 10, 15 years. God made you available when Christ did what he did for all of us on the cross. You're a bondservant. That means that somebody holds the bond on you. That means that not only are you commanded and committed to do so, it is not negotiable. I don't know where in the world we get this thing talking about, and this might touch something. It hit me when I thought about it. I know we live in a democratic society. There's nothing democratic about the kingdom of God. There's nothing democratic about it. What it is, though, for us is we have order and decency. But the problem about what people feel about following somebody or following something, they're going their own way. God will never leave you high and dry. Matter of fact, he said something in his word. In Matthew 16, excuse me, glory to God. For Matthew 16 and 25, it says, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it. Why are you trying to hold on to something that ain't yours? It ain't yours, you don't own it. We don't own our lives. We were bought with a price. That'll remind us of that. And it goes on to say, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. I don't have a heaven or hell to put anybody in. So as I said before, this is not a message of condemnation, but a message of encouragement on what you have inside of you. Each one of you are special.
I mean, science has explained it and said that there is no other match. Your DNA cannot be replicated to be something else. It's only you. That's how special you are. God desires you to do great exerts in the earth. Amen. He made me to be right here today. That's enough to smile about, man. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. When a believer gets revelation of this particular thing, the supernatural is unleashed. It's unleashed. And I'll tell you why. Well, you know, let me backpedal a little bit. Condemnation leaves. That's one reason why. Your guilt leaves. What you did last week, even though God had went ahead and he was done with it, you already didn't. Spoke and said, God, please forgive me. The enemy tries to remind you. Oh, you remember that? When you were looking at that young lady? You remember that when you were a whoremonger or this or that, or you was an alcoholic, or you were smoking cigarettes behind the car? Like, I'm going to tell you a quick testimony. It's not going to take but 5 minutes. Well, it's not going to take. It's going to take 2 minutes. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm going to tell you, I felt so condemned and shut down as a believer. He took alcohol instantly away from me, but I still wanted to smoke. That thing is something that's hard for me. It's a calling on me. The devil tries to remind me that you need the nicotine. That's the only way you're going to go out. You need that hit. But I think I'm better than the person that smokes crack cocaine. Oh, I'm holier than thou. I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit will bring conviction. He gave me something that I have to hold on. I had to hold on to the fact that what I do out there in this world can ill represent God. As a bond servant, shame on me if I'm not listening to him. And not to mention that, he's trying to save my life. He needs to use me. He's trying to save my life. Amen? Glory to God. The man of God's not here today that God ordained to be the shepherd of this house. And I'm going to try to wrap it up. But his family's here. His wife and his children's here. We are connected to them through God's love. They have shown us nothing. You got Theodosia, she on the keyboard. She out there with the kids. She's trying to be raise little kids. And you know, but we all get involved. Thank you for coming today. See, God doesn't do something just for one, but he does it for others. See, you've seen something, and that means that everybody here, the body was working together. I don't have to worry about my children because I got folk around here that's going to grab my son. They're going to help me to be a better father. Because God's using them. Don't worry about your daughter playing. Because guess what? Mine be playing back there too. Amen? God desires it. But what about God's family? We'll take care. We'll probably beat somebody down if somebody tried to come and touch the man of God, the shepherd of this house family. What about God's family that's out there that don't know, that's deceived, that's in a place, they don't know what's going on. They don't know that it's better in their life, that it's better available, that they were ordained to do something in this earth that is bigger than anything that they could ever imagine. Matter of fact, it can't be quantified by any mathematical equation. What about them? Shouldn't we be loving on them? Looking past where we are. My heart pleads for folks that's in positions that they're caught up with pornography. My heart pleads for folks that get caught up with alcoholism, because I know something about that. That was me. People that stuck with drugs. You think nicotine ain't a drug? It's a drug. Salt's a drug. Sugar's a drug. Glory to God, it's a drug. Is it killing us? Yeah, it's killing us. Guys, this is the biggest thing that was told to me was, and the brothers know I always say it a lot, is, man, if you know better, you ought to do better. And this tells us we know better. We know better. Miracle evangelism can only occur through lifestyle evangelism. If lifestyle evangelism is not your priority in life, then we'll never see the supernatural of God in this world. You're not just a widow. You're a blessing to the body of Christ. You're a blessing. You need to know that you're loved. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You are a blessing to the body of Christ. I can't make it without you. You got to know that when this arm is gone right here, I need my brother's arm to attach and go forth for me. Shame on us when we see the destitute out there. Shame on us when we see people come in, church plant, you better just go ahead and just get your whole wallet out and just empty it. What you need. And then you got to know how to receive. Oh, I don't want anything. Yeah, I want something. God's told me to come here to do the church plant. And then this man or woman of God is trying to bless you. Let him bless you. Just be a good doer of what he said. Be a good, oh Lord, Holy Spirit, bring back memory. Be a good, hallelujah. Good steward over all things that God gives you. Amen? Amen? Glory to God. Apostle Paul wrote this. I need you guys to look at me. God wanted me to really bring this through. It was so hard for me to do this because I know it wasn't a whole lot of love and this and that, and it was hard. But he wanted me to sow this to you. Ephesians 4 and 30 through 31. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away with all malice. Glory to God. I want you to stand with me. There's something I want to give you today. Everything that we just spoke about, we're going to do an exercise. And this exercise is anything that you know that is not of him. You can throw it in the trash right now. Speak it. Put it in there. You know what is powerful? Confession leads to possession. Speak the word of God. Know that the power of God is the final authority in the earth. You have that power within inside of you. You have that. I want you to take some time and just speak that in there. And then it's one last thing that I have to do for y'all as he allows me. Amen? Glory to God. So remember some of the things in that particular scripture. Bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you, from all malice. I probably can fill my trash bag up. I got a lot of stuff in my life. I'm not ashamed to say it. But one thing I do have, I have a lot of God in my life. Can I get a trash bag? Oh, I'm sorry, brother.
I'll give you two or three. How many you want?
I might need three or four.
I've got you.
Glory to God. Take some time. Glory to God. You don't have to say anything to me, as I'm not your God. Getting rid of the garbage. I'm taking the garbage out today. Glory to God. We're getting rid of it. Allowing more room for God to be there. Give us more revelation, more knowledge, more opportunities. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
I'm going to speak this into your life. It's Isaiah 61 and 4. This is who you are. This is who you are. They shall build the old waste. Bertram, Liberty Hill, Burnett County. As far as your faith can go right now, the only limits that they have is on, or the limits that you put is man on it. God is limitless. There's no time with God. They shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. Raise it high in the sky. Amen. Repeat after me. I'm a difference maker.
I'm a difference maker.
I'm an impact player for Christ.
I'm an impact player for Christ.
Because I am led by, the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
Through prayer.
Through prayer.
Meditation.
Meditation.
And supplication.
And supplication.
For the world.
For the world.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
I want you to look at the person beside you. I want you to love on them, give them a hug, tell them they're a difference maker. Man, that they can do more than what they can ever thought they could do. Amen? Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. If you receive something from God today, give God a hand clap of praise. Amen? Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Thanks for listening to the One Desire Church podcast. For information on gathering times and how you can support the podcast, please visit onedesirechurch.org.